This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Auville. Coming up at 9:45, give you a chance to win some Caps tickets. They take on the JP Flames on Friday.
Yes, they do.
So we will give those away coming up at 9:45. But right now we wanted to dive into Sunday's matchup. The Commanders host the Atlanta Falcons, two teams vying for a playoff spot. Wanted to get your predictions. If you want to chime in, you can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. This Falcons team has Marcus Mariota at quarterback. He doesn't throw for a ton of yards, but he will run. They also like to pound the football with a bunch of running backs, including Cordell Patterson. Algiers good. One of the things that Washington does best, though, is stop the run.
They run the ball, actually, almost 52% of the time.
Yeah.
Whereas Washington's made it a point of emphasis, but on the season, we rush the ball 40% of the time.
Yeah.
So they run it significantly more.
Yeah. This is the opposite of Cakes' favorite game plan. They like to pound the football. You do not like the Arthur Smith plan of attack.
Arthur Smith doesn't care about dopey fantasy football players like us. He cares about winning NFL games, and I see a lot of similarities between Mariota and Heinicke, where they're trying to hide their quarterbacks. Let's be honest. They're trying to focus on the running game, and they're trying to do as little as they can with the quarterbacks and let the running game dictate how the offense flows. I mean, they don't want Mariota throwing the ball 35 or 40 times a game. He's throwing the ball like 20-ish times per game. Sometimes not even that many times.
To that point, he and Heinicke, there are some similarities. If you look at Pro Football Focus's rankings of quarterbacks, Heinicke's ranked 26th, Mariota's ranked 20th. They're similar when they have a clean pocket. Mariota, 96.4 rating. Heinicke, 103. Got the edge there. But when they're under pressure, Mariota does significantly better. He's got a quarterback rating of 76, which ain't great. But under pressure, not bad. Heinicke's crumbles to 44%
right
when he's under pressure. So they're going to be a lot of pressure on that offensive line, because I actually think they're going to have to pass the ball here some. I think that Atlanta's going to be a little better defensively, and I think they're going to have to convert some key third downs.
I would expect a pretty big, by their standards, pretty big Drake London game, because Kyle Pitts is sidelined now with the MCL
which
injury.
Which is huge for us.
He's out at least 4 weeks, but we know he's missing this game. Now, the rest of their wide receiver core is pretty nondescript. I mean, guys like Olamide, Zaccheaus, trying to think who else is on that roster at wide receiver. No names that really jump out at you. But Drake London is the guy who's going to get the bulk of the passes, I would think, now, thrown his way.
I saw a stat from PFF, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
Drake London hasn't dropped the ball this year.
Right.
Adam Thielen hasn't dropped the ball. They're like the two guys with the most receptions without a drop. So he's a stud.
Did you see the other stat regarding that with the Commanders? Carson Wentz, in his 5 or 6 games, whatever it was, had 13 drops by his receivers. Taylor Heinicke.
You can't quit Carson, can you?
Taylor Heinicke.
He keeps coming into the conversation.
Zero drops.
Yep.
Zero.
Hey, Jonathan Allen said you can't explain it.
Playing harder for Heinicke.
Maybe.
That's another T-shirt.
He throws a softer ball, EB.
It's harder to catch it. It's harder to drop it. That might be true.
Yeah, Cakes is right, though. I'm looking at the wide receivers on the Falcons. Their depth chart, Drake London, Olamide Zaccheaus, Tamir Bird, Brian Edwards, Cotterell Hodge.
I mean, you know what? It makes sense to me now why Arthur Smith doesn't want to throw the ball. Like, outside of London and Pitts, there's really not a lot of talent on that team wideout-wise. So why wouldn't you focus on what your strength is, especially with a mobile quarterback like Mariota?
I don't see them scoring much. I know they put up 27 against the Bears, but, of course, that included a kickoff return from Patterson. If you look at their total yardage last week, they only put up 288 total yards as a team. I think this is going to be a low scoring game. I'll be the first to go on record. I'm going to say Commanders win it 17-16.
I think it's going to be close. I'm very nervous about the game.
Falcons, of course, 5-6 on the year. Been okay. Washington, 6-5. I mean, they're similar teams. So I will go Commanders 17, which is about their average scoring output. Falcons 16.
I think they're a little better than that. I mean, the Commanders are almost at 20 points per game now, Cakes. Now, that is including some defensive scores.
I said about their average.
I'll take the Commanders 24-20. But I am very nervous about this game. The Falcons, on average, though, they are worse defensively. They're giving up 25 points per game. And, you know, this is the one thing I will say. You know, Feinstein brought up the fact that the Washington maybe has beaten one team. You know, obviously the Eagles with a winning record. But if you look at strength of schedule so far, their schedule has been tougher than people anticipated. So far, their strength of schedule is 16th. Okay, not super difficult, but middle of the pack. The Falcons, their strength of schedule so far, 28th. They haven't been tested maybe quite as much as Washington.
They maybe have some more quality wins, though. They beat the Seahawks. Now, that was way back on September 25th.
That's not better than our win over the Eagles.
They beat the Seahawks. They beat the Niners.
And then the Niners, what was their issue there? There was no – did they have Garoppolo for that game? What happened in that game?
It was 28-14. That's October 16th.
I feel like something happened there. I can't remember.
I mean, Mariota had three touchdowns. Jimmy G had two touchdowns, two picks in the game.
Uh-huh.
That's pre-McCaffrey.
See, this is a.
But I mean, I'm just saying they have a couple quality wins. I don't love them. Look, I just picked the Commanders. I think it's going to be a close game. It's probably going to be an ugly game with a lot of punts.
In that Falcons win over the Niners, this is the blueprint. This is what you expect from them. Huntley led them in rushing, 16 carries for 59 yards. Tyler Algier was right behind him, 15 carries for 51, and Mariota had 6 for 50 and a touchdown. He also threw two touchdowns in that game on 14 attempts. And he was 13 of 14 in that game. He was, you know, carving them up. He had a QBR of 95.
Their outlier game is they beat Carolina 37-34.
Right.
In a shootout where Mariota actually had three touchdown passes. But they ran for 167 yards in that game, too. So they're going to try and run the football. Mariota's going to be part of it. I think that the Commanders' defense has done a great job stopping the run. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
I think the comms keep the heater going. I have it in a close game. This is an over, by the way. I have the comms winning 27-20, holding the Falcons under their season average.
Wow.
All right, before we go to let's get people lined up here that want to chime in on this. This is a massive game because it's super winnable, but it's going to be difficult.
It's a massive win if you want to get into the playoffs.
Well, yeah, who doesn't want to get in the playoffs?
If you lose this game, you still have a chance to get to the playoffs, but then you're probably going to have to rip off four of the last five.
Listen, this is going to be a very, very difficult challenge, I think, for them. But I want to get the calls lined up. 800-636-1067. We want to hear from you.
Come on, Commanders fans.
Can they actually win 6 of 7 heading into two critical matchups against the Giants? Who, as fine, I do agree with John when he said earlier, the Giants may have hit a wall a little bit. Possible. Certainly, if Saquon doesn't play well like he did last week, well, you're going to have a lot easier chance.
Saquon's numbers have gone off a cliff since his heavy usage early in the season. Some people are starting to theorize, hey, you rode this guy super hard in the first like 7 or 8 games, and now you're starting to see some effects of that.
Right.
So we'll see if that comes to play when the Commanders face them in back-to-back games.
So 800-636-1067, want to hear from you. Can they pull this off? Can they actually win? It would be 6 of 7, right? Because they've won 5 of 6 right now. Can they win 6 of 7? I mean, it's not over. They still have work to do. But, man, what an impressive turnaround. And they still...
And it'd be another 3-game winning streak for you, EB.
Yeah, they still, though, haven't put it all together offensively. I was hoping it was going to be last week. Maybe this week will be the...
By the way,
I'm annoyed that JP's only picking 17 points. It just still disrespects the offense.
Also, weather...
You gave him what? Oh, okay, you gave him 24.
I love 24. Weather angles, especially as we get close to December. High of 59 degrees, but rainy. Looks like there's going to be 0.4 inches of rain at some point Sunday. And that plays right into both Arthur Smith and Ron Rivera's game plan. Run the ball as much as we humanly can.
All right. 800-636-1067. Want to hear from you. But let's go to Drabby and Valdez. Let's save Valdez for last because he likes to zag when everyone zigs. Drabby, what do you like?
All right. Well, you already know where I'm going because I'm the biggest
You're a Mariota guy.
Mariota fan in the continental United States. We'll put those Hawaii people on their own. But I think the Falcons have surpassed all expectations. People like to joan on them a little bit and say their offense, Mariota struggles. But whatever. People had them like winning 3 games this year. They're thick in the thick of the playoff race, mm-hmm. and the Falcons are one of the highest scoring teams in the NFL in the first quarter. Arthur Smith does a great job game planning on their scripted plays. It can go a little bit haywire later on in the games, but the Falcons are tough and physical, and I just don't think the Commanders have enough firepower to hang with the Falcons. So I'm going to take the Falcons, who average 23.5 points a game, to score 27, and the Manders are going to fizzle out at 16 points. So 27-16. Falcons.
We've also forgotten this certainly underplayed nugget. Arthur Smith is coaching at FedEx Field.
Yes.
His daddy's company. That's got to give him a little bit of mojo. He's coaching at his dad's field. Right?
Where did he come from? Does he have a legit resume, or is that one of those deals where he was like given the job?
I think he's been grinding a long time at the NFL bit.
All right.
But again, do not underplay the FedEx Field, Arthur Smith. Connection.
All right, 800-636-1067. Want to hear from you. Play the music, Cakes. But before we get to your calls, Valdez, you get the final word.
My final say. I don't think anyone has said this yet, but this is a playoff defense.
I know a guy that said it. Maybe he coined it first. Thank you.
I'm going to ride the hot streak here in a must-win game. The defense is just playing so well. I don't care what offense is out there. I think he'll be out there. He'll see 10 snaps.
Yeah. Limited play.
But the defense is playing well. They've unlocked Jamin Davis. Pitts being out is going to be huge. They can really focus on 2 people, Drake London and Patterson.
Right.
And I think the defense shows up. Sloppy game. But the Commanders pull it out, 23-13.
Ooh,
that's
I
an
like
under.
That.
23-13.
That's an under by a substantial margin,
just
I
to give you some Arthur Smith info. He went.
I've also been very wrong on my predictions this year. So
we all have. Arthur Smith went to Georgetown Prep.
Yeah.
So went to school here locally. Then he went to North Carolina. He's 40.
All right.
He was actually a Redskins defensive quality control coach in 2007 after being a grad assistant at North Carolina.
Oh.
But he has grinded. He went from the Redskins to Ole Miss to the Titans, where he was a quality control coach, eventually became the offensive line tight ends assistant.
I forgot
what
he was
year
here.
Was that? What year did he become like a real coach? Quality control, that's like Lindsey
2013.
John. All right.
Then he moved up to assistant tight ends coach in 2014. Then the tight ends coach 2016 through 2018, offense coordinator 2019 through 2020, and then
so
got the gig
years
with the
as
Falcons.
An OC. Eric Bieniemy has been like the offense coordinator for
also,
like a decade.
Pretty hard to be the OC when Derrick Henry's your running back.
Right.
You're giving the ball 30 times.
So and he did play college football at North Carolina. He was a guard.
Okay. All right. What were we going to say?
This would be, I believe, a Dan Snyder revenge game.
Because
he hates Fred Smith, the founder of his
he
father.
He detests Fred Smith. He detests the dad of the coach who's coming in.
Right.
He's probably going to do something terrible and foul to the visitor's locker room.
Hey, can you
the game.
Check and see, like on the secondary market, what are the tickets going for?
Secondary market?
Well,
I don't know. I mean, I can look that up.
How else do you know? How else do you check to see what the tickets are?
I can tell you right now. Yeah.
I'll take any excuse to go to
SeatGeek. Tickets as low as $36.
$36.
Yep.
And where would that sit you?
In honor of Sean Taylor.
I don't know.
All right, let's bounce some these calls. 800-636-1067. Who do you like? How do you see this playing out? Are they going to finally break out offensively? I want some points, Cakes. That's what I've been looking for these last few weeks.
I gave you 27 points in my prediction. 27's not good enough for
you. I do. I like that. Let's go to Mike. Do one before the break. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, pal?
I think Washington's really going to break out this game. I think both sides of the football is going to show up. coming into the end of the fourth quarter, I got it 24-10, but then they're going to cover deep and let everything underneath go, and it's going to end 24-17.
But a comfortable W, never in doubt.
And a cover.
You say two games in a row, never in doubt? That can't be possible.
That'd be, again, 2 3-game winning streaks, CB, with just the Vikings game in between as a loss, and then, of course, the Titans game was the last loss. That could be essentially 8 games you could have had in a row if you didn't have a pick interception at the end of the Titans game, and then just things kind of spiraling downhill in the fourth quarter of the Vikings game.
Good things never happen to me, like sports-wise. Mm-hmm. They never happen.
Right.
Like, I'm always disappointed. My whole life is just a sports disappointment.
He beat Caps and Nationals back-to-back years.
Twice.
You're a Stanley Cup and World Series
twice
champion.
In 50
he got
years.
Rings.
Okay. If they beat the Falcons, they're going to the playoffs.
They should.
If they beat the Falcons, they're going to the playoffs.
It's certainly a great step in that direction.
It's a massive, massive game. All right, 800-636-1067. Play that music, Cakes. We'll bang out your calls when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you might be stunned. I have Jason's pick.
Okay.
He's picking the Falcons. I think he's picked the Commanders one time all season long.
Not like
he did last week, I thought.
Yeah, I think that was the one time.
He generally likes picking the faves. Commanders are favorites here.
He just doesn't believe in them.
He's got the Falcons 23-22.
I think this could possibly be, even though they just gave the job to Taylor Heinicke, if Taylor goes out there and screws the pooch. Okay, and has a Taylor Heinicke special, a Taylor Heinicke experience. I think he could lose the job.
Deep down, I think EB wants that.
No,
he wants,
I want him to win.
He wants Carson to get back on the field so bad.
I think so.
That's not true.
He wants Carson to be on the field so bad. Come back next year.
Like,
which is absurd.
He wishes Carson was doing this right now so badly.
Yes.
It's actually killing him inside that this team's going to make the playoffs without Carson.
No, here's the worst case scenario is they lose and Taylor just plays okay. Like, if they lose, I want Taylor to bomb. I want him to win, okay? And I want Taylor to play great and stay hot or whatever. But if they lose, I want Taylor to bomb out because I do want Carson to get another shot at this. I do, but I'd rather them win.
I can't believe that you want. I can't believe though that you want as a scenario. They make the playoffs with Taylor Heineke, and you bring all the quarterbacks back, and then give rate. Carson Wentz $15 million and only give Taylor seven.
Do you know Eric?
It makes no sense.
I know Eric so well. I know Eric so well that before we get to the whole QB controversy next season that he wants, he's going to be lobbying that for the playoff game that you start Carson instead of Taylor in the playoffs.
This year?
If they make the playoffs.
Not Heineke leads them all the way to the playoffs.
I mean, I haven't thought that. I haven't thought that far, Valdez, honestly.
I mean, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves putting them in the playoffs already. They're on the outside looking in. They've got a lot of work left to do.
The phrase element of surprise will come out of his mouth before the playoff game.
Here's all I'm predicting is if they screw the pooch, this is a very winnable game, very losable too, but they screw the pooch here and Taylor plays like butt. Okay, he starts throwing those balls, golly knows where.
Which he's prone to do.
And they actually catch him this time.
Right.
I'm telling you, you're going to be looking at a different starter against the Giants.
And that would be your guy.
Taylor Heineke has the thinnest stranglehold on this, the weakest stranglehold on this starting
agree
position
with that.
Of anybody
completely
in the league.
Agree with that.
Davis Mills has a better grasp of his job.
Over Kyle Allen.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get all the picks up on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio. But Jason just sent me a text. He's got Dotson getting in the end zone, which EB does too.
Right.
I've got Logan Thomas making an end zone trip. You want to place a wager on that? It's probably a long shot.
That category is not that interesting to me because you can just pick like a running back every week.
Hey, she already has the template. You know what? You do a template yourself.
I don't know how to do a template.
Yeah. I've got Gibeon every week.
Yeah. It's pretty solid.
All right, come on. This is
just
a
nice
play
graphic.
The music kicks. 800-636-1067. I got Jimmy. He's the only guy that wants to make a prediction right now on this game.
It is kind of weird. Like, we're not used to predicting a Sunday game on Wednesday, but that's the deal. And it's a big game. You said it's massive. I do think it's massive because if you lose it, what is the likelihood? All right, I think that we all believe they need to get to 10 wins to get to the playoffs, especially with where the Seahawks and 49ers are, right? What's the likelihood you win four of the last five?
Well, they would have to probably sweep the Giants. You have to beat the Browns.
This is a mini playoff game. This is a team you're battling for playoff positioning with.
And
you have to win this game.
And you have to battle the demons of thinking your S don't stink right now. You know what I mean?
Well, they should never think that. I mean,
got to win four out of six down the stretch, and this is one of them. And 10, by the way, doesn't guarantee you get in because it depends on what happens with teams like Seattle and San Francisco.
Let's go to Jimmy in Mechanicsville, 800-636-1067. Jimmy, who do you like?
Hey, guys. You there?
Yeah.
Yeah, who you got?
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I loved hearing the conversation. This is an effing freight train. It's going to be 23-7 Commanders, and they're not stopping. This freight train's rolling. The stars are aligning. We're headed right for New York. We might not stop in New York. I almost got three more wins, and I know Atlanta and you guys are a little bit I'm sure
scared.
That, but they're going to ransack Atlanta, 23-7.
I mean, that would be. I hope you're right. That would be by far Atlanta's lowest scoring output of the season. I mean, they scored 27 last week, and in losses the two prior weeks, they scored 17 and 15. So
strength is to run into our strength, that line.
As good as the Commanders are playing on defense, I don't see them holding a team to 7 points. But maybe
I just wonder, like they're so. If I was the Falcons, all right, this is JP offense coordinator, and it works.
Smith.
No, that the regular running backs have had a lot of troubles against this Washington defense. So the strength of the Commanders defense is Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne up the middle. I'd be running a lot of those read options to the outside and see if Montez and if it's Chase, if they can handle it.
You know,
work the outside edges.
I'm daring Marcus Mariota to beat me with his arm.
Well, of course you do
all day long. You know
the
what? You beat me with your arm. I tip my cap to you. I'm not letting you run for 50 or 60
yards.
That is not happening.
Terrifies me is Cordarrelle Patterson. He's the one that terrifies me. And he doesn't even get the ball that much.
No, they spread
He was
around.
Hurt.
Like last week, he only got it 10 times.
Yeah, he was coming back from an injury.
You'd have to kind of go back to.
He had it 5 times.
You'd have to kind of go back to early in the season and see what he was doing.
Early in the season, yeah. He had 22 carries in week one. After that, it's kind of dropped off, though. He had 17 in week three against Seattle. He terrifies me.
Didn't he torch the team last year?
He vaporized them the last time they played.
He terrorized.
Wasn't it mainly in the receiving game, too?
I think it was.
You know,
both.
They whatever the game plan was last year, just scrap it and find a new one.
Find a new one, because he's averaging 5.5 yards a carry. He
don't put a linebacker on him if he's lined up in the slot or something. That's going to be death.
All right, let's go.
Do not kick him the ball on kickoff returns. You better make sure that kick goes through.
Yeah,
the
you
end
know
zone.
What? Special teams. This is a big game for the special teams.
Definitely.
Does he do punt returns too?
I'm not sure if he's a punt returner.
I think he just does kick returns.
He's just kickoff returns.
Let's go to Peter in Woodbridge. Hey, Peter. Wrong with the Junkies. 800-636-1067. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too. Happy Thanksgiving.
So I'm with you guys. I think it's going to resemble a lot of last year's game versus Atlanta. My final score prediction is going to be 27-24 Redskins, but it's going to come down to the final drive where we have to come down the field and punch one in. And I think Heinicke does it to Curtis Samuel, but it's going to be one of those where we're on the edge of our seat again.
I'll take it as long as we can pull out the dub.
Patterson's performance against the Commanders in a loss, that's a game that the Commanders actually won, 34-30.
Mm-hmm.
He had 5 grabs for 82 yards, averaged 16 yards per catch, 3 touchdowns.
Right.
You know who else had 3 touchdowns that game?
I don't.
Taylor Heinicke.
Oh, very good.
Heinicke boned him.
Hopefully he does the same thing.
Heinicke had his best game, arguably. 23 for 33 for 290 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. His QBR in that game was 89. His quarterback rating was 127.
That's the game where he threw the YOLO ball to Terry McLaurin at the end.
That's the one?
Well, that's the one
where Terry
battled with the dude in the end zone and came down with the ball.
Yeah, he just kind of like lobbed it up.
Yeah.
It looked like something from turkey bowls.
I forgot I can't just say he threw a YOLO ball. He tends to throw a lot of them.
God, I got sized for Ricky Seals-Jones.
You did like him. You liked him irrationally.
I thought he was an athletic guy.
He was solid.
I also like DeAndre Carter, who, by the way, is carving out a nice little niche for himself.
They will be heaping dirt on my grave, and I'll be looking up over my body thinking, why didn't you sign DeAndre Carter to a 1-year deal for $1.3 million? Yeah. Keep that guy in the fold. That'll be my last dying thought.
I mean, don't go crazy. The guy's got 379 yards receiving this year.
Yeah, but
where would that rank on the Commanders this year?
Hold on a second.
It would rank pretty high.
Let's go to Matthew in Bethesda. Matthew, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey,
bud.
How you doing, guys? Hey. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too, man.
Okay, look, it's going to be Commanders heavy. Mariota is not hurt. We're playing them in D.C., PG County.
Mm-hmm.
And D.C. is rising. It's going to be a heavy dose of the Sons of Washington, Robinson and Gibson. And I think it's going to be a coming out of a Heinicke with our weapons, 30-7. Commander.
Oh, that's a drumming.
I'm playing the music for that prediction.
That's like a 91 game.
Yeah.
Okay, look, I haven't bet in 10 or 15 years, and I just downloaded all those apps.
It's all on.
Oh my God.
Good for you. Go ahead.
I had to sit there and listen to the advertising on EB, so I got EB's code for FanDuel.
Very good.
And so even though my bookie years ago said, Matt, everybody's waiting for your bet to be put in before they put their bet in.
right.
I'm still going with the Commanders.
You're going with the Commanders.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll be down there at the stadium with my gold metal flake helmet, motorcycle helmet with the R decal.
Very nice.
Matt, you live in Bethesda?
Right across from NIH where I work.
You're going to Joan. Oh, okay. You're about to Joan.
I was going to say, he doesn't sound like a Bethesda. He just doesn't. Where do you actually live, Matt?
Old Georgetown Road, right across from NIH.
He said right across from NIH.
You're
not listening.
I thought he said he
What do you do for
NIH.
A living?
I work at NIH.
I know you work there. What do you do?
I'm sorry. We train everybody that work with radioactive material.
Oh, my God.
That sounds pretty important. Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good job.
Fauci came through our program way back when he was a researcher in a lab because he had to work with radiation.
Who's
so
that?
He had to come through our program.
Anthony Fauci.
Dr. Fauci. So, you know, I've been there 32 years, and I could go out now, but I went to Einstein, went to Maryland.
This guy's giving us a whole
bio. Einstein, oh, yeah, that explains it.
Went to Maryland?
Hey, look, I've had 10 concussions. I had 10 concussions. I had a couple playing CYO football and then a couple playing for Einstein.
He's like the commander's either.
Hey, have a great Thanksgiving, man.
Have a great Thanksgiving, man.
Hey, I think that's what Maryland was letting everyone in.
He did say motorcycle helmet with the decals, so maybe one time he had an accident without it.
I think he's had an accident or a little bit too much radioactive material.
Right.
Something's gone on there. Let's go to Matt in Stafford. I assume it's Stafford.
Matt. Hey, Matt. Thanksgiving love to all you guys. Love all you guys.
Thanks, man. Thanks, you too, buddy.
Whoever wins two phases of the game is going to win this game. I think it's going to be 2017. Washington defense is going to get a safety, and Joey Sly is going to be nails, and he's going to have to hit multiple field goals, and he's going to. And it's going to be tight. But
six field goals and a safety, 20.
I was trying to figure out how you can work a safety into a 20.
Why is nobody buying into the whole Arthur Smith FedEx Field, that mojo? Nobody's buying into that theory?
We're getting caught up in the hype.
Is it just me? Am I the only one? I might be the only one.
Maybe he's going to be distracted because he's kind of coming back home and all the Georgetown Prep guys are trying to get tickets from him. Maybe he doesn't have time to work on his game plan.
Maybe all the Georgetown Prep fancy boys take him out, have him drink until 3 a.m. the night before the game. Who knows what could happen?
All right, Cakes, play the music. We're going to be fired up for this one. All right, the weather this time of year can be as unpredictable as ever, so be ready no matter the temperature with a $99 heating and cooling check from the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. That's right, for just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system and ensure peace of mind today no matter what the weather brings tomorrow. So call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician, a proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. It is a game show Wednesday, and we have some Caps tickets to give away. We'll play a quick version of Junkies Password. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. You pair up with the Junkie. If you figure out the password, we'll get you that pair of tickets to the Caps versus the Flames. But I'm going to say this again. If you can't go on Friday, don't call in. Because it's Friday, 2 p.m. is the game. You get the TJ Snoshi Holiday Gnome, which is starting at only $189. That's the two tickets to two games plus the gnome.
Yes, very good.
For more info, you can visit washcaps.com/holidaypacks or call 202-266-CAPS. So I'm going to New Jersey for Thanksgiving. Cakes, where are you doing Thanksgiving? Is it your crib?
Right down the street.
The Wertheimer's?
At my in-laws. Just got to bring a few sides.
Dude, the in-laws, they got to be, I don't want to throw out their exact age, got to be in their 80s.
No, not 80s. But they're not? They're doing this in the 80s.
Knocking on the door.
Right about here on the 80s.
Some point they got to pass the turkey leg to either you or maybe your brother-in-law's family. Probably. And they're all an oldie, right?
Yes, correct.
You saw Japan just scored 2-1.
2-1 Japan, nice.
Ten minutes ago.
Oh, Valdez is going to throw a party.
Do you have
this
Japan?
Weekend.
Is that why? Oh, okay. Nice.
Valdez beside himself.
Plus, that's another goal. Drab needs 12 of them today.
Yes, he does.
For his bet.
How many more games does he have?
I think there's at least two more games.
There's two
right?
more games. But there were, it was. What was
I think
it
a total of four games, 12 goals in four games.
What did he have in the first game?
0-0.
Yeah.
What does that add up to.
That hurts.
Nil-a-rama.
That hurts.
He needs another garbage goal here to give his bet some life.
Right. All right. So people are lining up. What kind of game are we going to play, did you say?
Chunky's Password.
Chunky's Password.
It's brought to you by our good friends at MGM National Harbor. Go check out the poker room. That's my home away from home, in case you didn't know.
You're not giving away tickets for tonight's game, are you?
I've said it a couple times.
Game.
Friday. Yeah, you have to be able to go on Friday.
Beautiful. Sweet spot. Matinee, 2 p.m. puck drop, which is beautiful.
All right. Let's go to Raymond. Who do you want to work with?
Give me Lurch.
He's not here. You haven't been listening all week.
Give me EB.
All right. You got me. And let's go.
He will be back on Monday, I believe.
No, Tuesday.
Oh, really? He's added a day to the wraparound
because
vacation.
Normally it would be Thursday, Friday.
No shade, EB. No shade.
I know,
buddy.
But he took 2 days last week. Three days this week.
He only took one day because remember he worked Thursday.
Okay.
Let's go to Jonathan.
I can't keep up with his madness.
Who are you working with? He disappeared.
800-636-1067 if you want to play Junkie's Password.
Let's go to Dimitri. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you?
All right, who do you want to work with? Cakes or JP? It's pretty simple.
JP.
All right, I wrote down a password. Cakes, did you write down a password by chance?
Zero.
All right, I wrote one down, so we'll just go with this.
All right, you could go first.
I go first?
Yeah.
All right, and my partner is...
Dimitri.
All right, Dimitri.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the clue. Hopefully you figure out the password.
Okay.
The clue is booed.
You said food?
No.
Booed. B-O-O. I guess apostrophe E-D. I'm not exactly sure how to spell that. Booed. Curse.
Oh, curse.
All right, clearly my guy Dimitri doesn't know.
Yeah, Dimitri, yeah. He doesn't know how to play this game.
All right, so
we just
I'll
got
give
rid
second.
Of Dimitri.
Dimitri, gone.
I'll give the second clue to Raymond, and we could try to find another contestant in the meantime.
Draft's closing out all the calls.
I know he doesn't feel like answering. All right, Raymond. First clue is booed. The second clue is Australian.
And I have to take a guess now?
Yes, it would be helpful.
Who's that donk tennis player from Australia?
Well, it ain't him. It ain't him. Whoever you're thinking of.
The donk tennis player? I don't know. Leighton Hewitt?
Yeah,
I don't know. Was he from Australia?
Yeah. Pat Cash? I don't think so. All right, hold on. Let's put. All right, so he's on. All right, and let's go to Aaron. She gets the. Aaron, you get to play if it's a he or she. Aaron?
Hey, how are you?
All right, great.
All right, so Aaron, your first clue was booed. Then EB just gave Australian. And I'm going to say, this is a proper noun, so I can use both words.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn Nets. Say it again.
Ben Simmons.
Winner! Wow, congratulations. You're going to the Caps game on Friday. They take on the Calgary Flames. It's this Friday, 2 p.m. It's part of the Capitals Holiday Pack, which is back. And get two tickets to two games, plus a special TJ Snowshoe Holiday Gnome starting at only $189. For more info, visit washcaps.com/holidaypacks or call 202-266-CAPS. I put Ben Simmons as the password because he returned to Philadelphia to play for the first time. And so when they introduced him, he got a ton of boos. The sad thing is the Sixers, they didn't have their three best players. They didn't have James Harden. They didn't have Joel Embiid. And then they didn't have Maxey. And they still beat the Brooklyn Nets, who had Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Ben Simmons. That team is a mess.
Did you see the
I did see him, though, make two free throws. Do you notice free throw percentages?
No.
Last I saw, it was 45%.
Whoa.
That's an NBA player at 45%. That's not, all right, he's tall. He's probably 6'9".
Yeah, but it's not like he's an old school, uncoordinated big guy.
And I always thought, like, Shaq, his hands are so big. Like, some of those guys, okay, it's tough. But Ben Simmons should be able to at least hit 6 out of 10, don't you think?
Of course. Do you think it's to the point where he should go underhand? Did Shaq ever go underhand when he was at his worst?
I don't think so.
He never did, right? I mean, it's just embarrassing.
Maybe it's a goof at some point in a game, but I don't think he did it on a regular basis.
I mean, if it was good enough for Rick Barry, why wasn't it good enough for anybody else, Case?
Easy, because you would get joned on relentlessly, even though it was effective for Rick Barry back in the 70s.
Right.
Because he hit a couple free throws last night, he's up to 50%.
Who's the game against Friday? So tonight they have the Flyers. Who is it Friday?
Friday the Calgary Flames are in town.
Is that going to be is it going to be packed?
Friday afternoon. That'd be a good one to take the family to.
That's what I'm thinking about. What if I send a late email to your boy?
Throw a Hail Mary.
Did your boy come through with your parking the other day?
He didn't respond in time.
Did he respond later?
So what did you do?
I had to pay for parking.
Did you park where I suggested or no?
No, I parked at, I think it's called DC City Center. It's like 0.3 miles away. It's very close. Yeah. I mean, but I did have to pay, and I was none too happy.
Did he respond
like after the game?
Hasn't responded.
Oh, he hasn't.
Yeah. Sometimes
usually with he's one of the best hookups we've ever had. But usually I have to hit him both ways. Like, I'll send him an email, and if he doesn't respond, I'll text.
Yeah.
Or really, vice versa.
You just harass him.
And after two, you say, but I thought that was, like, Cakes wasn't asking for tickets. He was just asking for parking.
Mm-hmm. I took my daughter to Georgetown. She wanted to go shopping. She had to return something the other day. So,
dude, your daughters shop.
Yeah, they love to shop. But, you know, they both make money, you know. They don't make Kelsey Flay money, but they make some money, so they could spend a little bit. And we parked down in Georgetown. We went to two stores, and we went to Sweetgreen. And that, we were maybe gone an hour, 90 minutes, $20. $20 to park.
I mean, it's parking.
A lot of parking.
It's brutal.
$20 to park. We were there. I mean, I'm not even sure we were there 90 minutes.
Hey, so I just saw this story that a Cardinals coach was fired because he allegedly groped a woman.
Yeah, what does that mean? Was he hammered at a bar?
I don't know, but it brings to
what
mind brings to mind a story I saw yesterday, which has nothing
hammered to
do with anything in the show today. And I doubt we would ever bring his name up in the history of the show before or after today. But Jamal Tinsley, there was a story online that back when he was playing with the Pacers and Reggie Miller, he was fined $250,000 during the year. Because he wouldn't shower with the rest of the team.
Why?
That I don't know. Apparently, he was shy. He didn't like the shower after practice or after games.
And they find him?
And Reggie Miller, apparently, I don't know if Reggie Miller wanted to see what was doing down
there.
Did
he complain he was
Reggie
smelling?
Miller. No, Reggie Miller, he went to like some sort of rule book and said that you can find this guy. And the way that I read the story, it was all because of Reggie Miller. This guy got fined $250,000.
Did you see his penis?
Now, Jamal Tinsley probably made millions of dollars, but it was just an odd
Valdez,
story.
That means he had a teeny weenie. That's your only explanation.
Jerk move by Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
Complete jerk move.
Complete jerk move. But that means he probably had a micro. He probably had a ROM.
He may have.
Because if you're that insecure, that's the only answer.
And ROM still appreciates.
Not like he wasn't fit.
He likes the ROM mention, even though it's negative. Because all attention dollars are positive deposits.
I'm going to say he did not have. The dude's 6'3". Jamal Tinsley?
Well, dude, it might have been, you know, like relative to his size. It might be humiliating. You know?
Anyway.
Imagine if he had yours to his size. Probably looks hurting.
It would be a different color. I know that. All right, we got to get out of here.
Thanksgiving, everyone.
For Cakes, Evie, talk
about
JP,
stuffing.
B. Mitch and Findlay next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.